What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Today we have some more court filings to add to the catalog, so we're just going to dive right in and get started. The first court filing we have is the Notification of Rights. Case number CR-29-22-2805. State of Idaho, plaintiff, Brian Koberger, defendant. You have been charged with the felony criminal offenses of 1 count of burglary and 4 counts of murder in the first degree. It is very important that you read this notification of your rights and understand them fully before signing this document. If you have any questions concerning these rights, you may ask the judge when your case is called or consult an attorney. Please initial each item, which is fully understood. Leave blank any items which you do not understand. Number 1. You have the absolute right to remain silent and the privilege against self-incrimination. The state cannot force you to testify against yourself. Any statement you make is a part of the record and may be used against you. Number 2. You have the right to represent yourself and present your case without the aid of an attorney. Number 3. You have the right to hire your own attorney to represent you in this matter. If you wish to be represented by an attorney but feel you cannot afford one, you may apply to the court to appoint an attorney for you, but you may be required to repay the county for the attorney fees. Number 4. Under the law, you are presumed innocent unless you plead guilty or are proven as such. Number 5. The charges pending before the court are felony matters. If you are charged by a criminal complaint, they must be set for a preliminary hearing within 14 days if you are in custody or 21 days if you are not in custody, unless you waive the time period. Number 6. At the preliminary hearing, the state must prove that it is more probable than not that you committed the alleged crimes for which you have been charged. If the state meets this minimum burden of proof, you will be bound over to district court to answer to the charge or charges, and that is where you will enter your plea. Number 7. If you are being charged by a grand jury indictment, you will be arraigned on that indictment before another court. Number 8. You have the right to a public and speedy jury trial or a court trial. If your case goes to trial, the burden will be upon the state to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. At trial, you can question any witness who is going to testify against you and call your own witnesses to testify for you, as well as present evidence on your behalf. Number 9. If you are not satisfied with the decision of the court, you may appeal to the next higher court so long as your notice of appeal is filed within 42 days of the entry decision. Number 10. If you are in custody, you have the following additional rights. A. That you have a right to communicate with an attorney or immediate family, and reasonable means will be provided for you to do so. B. You have a right to bail, which is an amount of money necessary to allow your release and assure your presence in court at a future date. Number 11. If you have been arrested or are being held on a charge from a county other than this county, you may request in writing that you wish to plead guilty to the charge in this county and consent to a disposition of the case in the county in which you were arrested, held, or are present, subject to approval by the prosecutors in each county. Number 12. Your exercise of any of these rights shall not be held against you. If you have any questions about these rights, ask the judge at the next hearing. Please mark the appropriate box to the following questions. Have you received a copy of the charging document filed in this case? And to that, Brian Koberger marked yes. Do you understand that you have been charged, what you have been charged with? To that, he also marked yes. Are you under the influence of any drugs at this time? To that, he marked no. Has anyone made you any promise or coerced you to act in this manner? That one is left blank. Would you like the court to read the charging document to you? That one is marked yes. Please choose only one of the following options to indicate how you wish to be represented in this matter. I wish to apply for a court-appointed attorney to represent me. Brian Koberger marks yes to that. I wish to waive my right to be represented by an attorney. I will present myself. He marks no to that one. If you were on probation or parole, a plea of guilty could serve as a basis for violating your probation or parole. A plea of guilty or a conviction may impact your right to own or possess firearms. A plea of guilty or a conviction of certain charges may result in the loss of your driving privileges. If you are not a citizen of the United States, and if you plead guilty or are found guilty, you could be removed from the country, excluded from entering this country, and denied the opportunity to obtain legal status or become a naturalized citizen. And then he signs it, meaning Brian Kohberger, on the signature of the defendant and then on the printed name line as well. So that'll do it for the notification of rights. Our next document is the court minutes. Now, we've had one of these court minutes updated. This is the second one. Case number CR-29-22-2805. State of Idaho, plaintiff. Brian Kohberger, defendant. Judge, Megan Marshall. Clerk, Jennifer Oliphant. Hearing type, initial appearance felony. Magistrate court. Parties present, State of Idaho attorney, William Wofford Thompson, Jr. and Ashley Jennings. For Brian C. Kohberger, Ann Taylor. Hearing start time, 9:43 a.m. Court noted the presence of counsel and the defendant and stated that the defendant is in custody. 9:44 a.m., court advised the defendant of his rights. 9:45 a.m., upon inquiry from the court, the defendant stated that he understood. Court read the criminal complaint charging the defendant with burglary in count 1, murder in the first degree in count 2, murder in the first degree in count 3, murder in the first degree in count 4, and murder in the first degree in count 5, and advised of maximum penalties. 9:49 a.m. Upon inquiry from the court, the defendant stated that he understood the charge, penalties, and rights. Court noted that the defendant has completed an application for attorney at public expense, court-appointed Ann Taylor. Upon inquiry from the court, Ms. Taylor stated that she has spoken to the defendant regarding a speedy preliminary hearing and moved to set this case for a status in a week or two to make the final determination. Mr. Thompson stated that there was no objection. Court set this status on January 12th of 2023 at 10 a.m. 9:50 a.m. Ms. Taylor moved for the court to consider bail in this matter, but stated that she is making limited argument at this time due to being newly appointed. 9:51 a.m. Mr. Thompson presented an argument on bond. Pursuant to ICR 46B, IC 19-816-2903, court remanded the defendant to the custody of the Latah County Sheriff without bail, pending further order of the court. Mr. Thompson moved for the issuance of several no-contact orders. Mr. Thompson stated that he has spoken briefly with Ms. Taylor, who has indicated that there is no objection. Ms. Taylor confirmed that this is correct. 9:52 a.m., court reviewed the no-contact orders. Court stated that the defendant will be provided copies of each of the no-contact order with each of their names. 9:53 a.m., court reviewed the terms and conditions of the no-contact order. Court advised the defendant of the potential penalties should the defendant violate the terms of the non-contact order. 9:55 a.m. Court issued each no-contact order for a period of 2 years and stated that it can be modified in the future as needed. Hearing end time, 9:55 a.m. All right, folks, so that's going to do it for our first dump today. In our next dump, we have the state's response to the request for discovery, so be on the lookout for that. But as far as this one, that's going to do it. And all of the information that goes along with this episode, that can be found in the description box.